Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on the markets here at KTIC. And Roy, before we get into the markets, walking in a winter wonderland again, huh?
You bet. Got another pretty 4 or 5 inches of snow since yesterday, about middle of the day. So looks just like Christmas out there. Not that we wanted that, but I guess we got it anyway.
Well, you've been itching to get on the tractor and push snow again, haven't you?
No, I actually haven't. I enjoy leaving that thing set in the shed.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people that would agree with you. And you know, anytime we get this little bit of snow, it kind of affects how our crops move, especially the corn, doesn't it?
Well, it does. I was able to haul some corn Wednesday of this week. That's the first day I've had when I could do any of that since middle of January. So I'm getting about a day a month to move that corn.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the markets. And you said before we went on the air, it's about time that these markets turn around again, huh?
Well, it is. You know, it's a pretty dismal January. I mean, if you look at that chart of corn or soybeans, either one, there was only one direction to the market, and that was down. And so, and that's not unusual for January and February, especially January. So, you know, I hope now we're getting towards the first part of February that things will turn around, but there's no guarantee.
Now, this time of year, in the month of February and working our way towards March, what would be some things that might make the market move? You know, are we really watching some intentions reports or government reports, or, you know, what's it going to take, Roy?
Well, there's a lot of different things concerned this year about not being able to get in the field and get the field work done as early as we normally do. That hasn't really hit yet, and some of the commentators are saying, well, the market's smarter than that after being burned several different times. But, you know, the South American crop, we're going to be having harvest here in South America. It's imminent, and so, you know, that certainly will be a factor. As in the United States markets, you know, when we get started with harvest, the bean price goes up, so hopefully that'll happen there too.
I've heard it said that the South American or the Brazilian bean harvest is about 5% complete, and the yields have been coming in pretty decent. Can we correlate that early harvest to to what the rest of the crop might look like?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, it's an indication that there's a crop out there for sure, but I'm assuming in Brazil it's like it is in the United States, and that's the first beans that come in are from the fringe areas, and so it's really, you know, hard to say, well, they're going to have a huge harvest or not going to have a good harvest at this point.
Let's talk about the workshops that you've been doing, the Winning the Game workshops. You were up in Wisner here earlier this week, and you've been out and about all over doing some pre-harvest marketing workshops. Talk a little bit about some of the concepts that you go over in that, Roy.
Well, our basic concept is that you divide your crop up into increments and target your forward pricing sales for April, May, and June. Odds of hitting good prices are best in those months, and so we don't talk about anything very sophisticated. You know, we touch on the different tools that are available, like forward contracts and options and things like that. But basically, you know, get some sales made in the March, April, May time period and try to avoid making sales at harvest time.
Now, if we're doing a post-harvest marketing plan, I think I remember you talking about drop-dead dates that you really do like to see employed, huh?
Right. I have what I call drop-dead dates, which is if we hit that date and I've still got grain in inventory, I sell it no matter what. And basically, it's July 1st for corn, and in my own case, December 31st for soybeans, because I don't store soybeans in the farm. I don't raise enough beans anymore to fill a bin. So, and I don't like to handle actual soybeans. So, I have them in the elevator, and I want them sold by December 31st. And those drop dead dates have just worked really good for me over many years. About 1 year out of five, it'll come back to bite me. But the other 4 years, it helps avoid holding grain and seeing the price go in the tank and late in the summer.
We kind of have to wrap things up here this morning, Roy. With the weather, we got some announcements to make and, you know, things of that nature. So just some final thoughts here. What should we be doing? You know, keeping that grain in condition and watching, that's always important. What are some of the other things we got to do?
Right. Well, you know, we're going to be approaching 1st of March here in another 3 weeks or so. And once we get in past the 1st of March, that's when you start looking for little rallies in the market to get that grain price. And so, you know, don't get in a hurry in February, but I have a rule that you basically never sell soybeans in February, and that the same could hold true for corn. But once we get past the 1st of March, then you need to start dividing it up into increments and moving some of it.
We'll talk more about that plan over the next few weeks. Roy, if folks want more information from you, there are several ways to do that.
Roy at SoyRoy.com, my email address, SoyRoy.com, my website.
Do you have any more marketing meetings coming up?
I have one next week in Riverdale. It'll be Tuesday of next week, and then the following 2 weeks I've got something every day. So the busy season is just starting for me.
All right. Well, good to hear from you. I appreciate the information. We'll visit next week again.
I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets on KTIC.